So, you guys happy?
Yes.
So, literally, we get everything in line with our singing. And that's what I do. You know that. We're in 73 range with our singing, all the way across the board, with one score at a 71 and a 71. But and then we've got presentation scores in a 74, 75 range.
Woo! Yes.
And we've got music scores in the 72 range. So we're going to get rid of the 60s, and we're going to keep moving everything else up to our singing level. Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
This is going to get harder to be most improved if we keep doing that.
Right.
Only when we get 99.
So, when you do that in the Sweet Adelines, they give you a pink medal. So my mantra is literally, I'm going for pink medals all the time. It does get hard to keep improving, but I mean, that's got to be our ever goal, isn't it? Let's just make sure that we're
going. It's the journey, Dr. Desidette.
What is our point difference? Is that what gets us most improved?
Yeah, so last year we sang a 69.7, 69.8, or 69.9. We were at 71.4 this year, so two percentage points. I haven't looked at the total overall points, but we probably improved 30 points, is my guess. So, what's that?
Even
the total average. 71.4 was our average overall.
I was up 7-0 at halftime.
All right. For those who care.
And Nebraska? Yeah. We still have a Nebraska guy in here, don't we?
I know, that was Bob Hurst. He's not here. I'm glad. How would you give it back to
him? I don't think so. Bob Merkel's not here, so I don't think we have another
Nebraska.
I ran into Bob Merkel after our golf game in Altoona at the, there's a bar over there. We went to play some pool. And he was just sitting there watching the Nebraska game.
There he was.
Having a Diet Coke or something like that.
I believe Nebraska is least improved.
I would say so.
That makes Iowa and Iowa State.
That was a hot guy meant to my daughter at Iowa State.
So I'll tell you that we went to Buffalo Wild Wings last night, and we were Paul was across the table from me, and we were talking about what wings we were going to get, and I like the hot, but I can't get past the mango habanera. You know, I have to leave it underneath there because then it just, I sweat and I can't talk and I need milk. Well, so Paul orders blazing, which is the hottest of the hottest. And his come, and then I ordered three different kinds, some dry rub and then hot, which is like four underneath his. And so he starts eating his and he's just like, these are great. This is awesome. And we're all standing here going, we give Paul the man card and retract all of ours. But, I get to mine that I thought was supposed to be hot, and I eat one of them, and I'm sweating. I'm like, my eyes are bloodshot. Tim orders me milk, and then I give the rest to Paul. Because I'm like, I can't handle these. And then he goes, oh, there's the difference. They gave you the blazing ones.
First of all, nice job on stage, guys.
Thank you.
Pleasure to listen to, pleasure to watch. Just want to remind you, you guys are in a bye room right now.
Okay.
So your judge will be showing up in about probably 15 minutes or so.
That's all right.
Sounds good.
It's going to be 15 minutes exactly, so on my watch, but we'll see that time.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah. So, what'd you think, Elton?
It was fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic. And even more better, we touched that crowd. My wife is the Times critic. She said, tomorrow's promised. Here for shows.
My wife said, that's the best she's ever seen.
Last year, she said, it was a nice song. And as you said, the group before us, the Kentucky Babe, was sloppy, she understood all our words, and she has a hearing voice. All the words wonderful, great dynamics. So, from the toughest person in that audience.
I felt the energy levels change from 1, 2 to 3. The energy, the
tag.
Apparently the discomfort you saw.
So, it was more in Tomorrow's Promise that I saw some of the discomfort. It was kind of like, hear anything? So how did you feel on stage as far as that goes?
You can only hear it yourself. It's the only
thing.
It made me wonder if I needed to project.
I thought we were bringing here.
I would say it's the best stage I've done on anywhere international.
So
he said it's the best stage he's ever been on. He's been on a lot more.
Yeah.
We're going to be here next year, too.
We are going to be here next year?
You just have to remember on stage in the visitor warm-up room.
So, how many of you recognized, Dayton even said this to me, how many of you recognized that it was almost like singing with cotton balls in your ears?
You are.
Yeah.
So, do you guys think that's an effective method for us to prepare for next year? I think what we'll probably do is we will come, because these ballrooms are so live, like, you almost give yourself a false sense of freedom in there. So I think we will plan to bring cotton balls with us next year, if you'll allow me. I mean, it'll help us tremendously. Because I think what happens is, you get out there and you're like, I can't hear anything that I normally had been hearing. And so you're having to trust yourself that you're doing it right. Well, I think if we put the cotton balls in sooner and we do that, and I'm able to give you the feedback that gives you the trust, that I'm hearing what I'm supposed to be hearing when you're hearing only yourself, then I think it'll help you with just the confidence. Everybody watched Smorgasbord, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the biggest difference that I see in them and being able to create the sound that they have, other than their median age, which we're singing fantastically for our median age, is just that confidence in knowing that I'm singing what I'm supposed to. So I think that's one of the things that we will work towards is whether it be cotton balls or maybe even singing outside more to where we have that dry sound and you don't get to hear that reverb back.
I also like closing the eyes. Use that combination with try the cotton balls. That's why I had to plug your ears and you yesterday because I do that. Just kind of get
just
that
plug your ears to
but I also like that sensation you're getting when you close your eyes. Again, it's like a trust fall.
So
it's a trust fall.
Had there been a shell?
See, I'm not sure the shell thing is really that much of a benefit other than maybe just
for the audience, but not for us.
I'm not 100% certain. Like, I was thinking about it the whole time going, why would the Barbershop Harmony Society allow us to do this? Walk into this ballroom and sound fantastic with that reverb and that warmth coming back to us, and then put us on the driest stage on the planet.
We don't have a wooden floor in that thing, might reverberate.
Like, let's find a stage that allows us to sound like it does in here.
I wish that was possible.
I know, it's just not though.
It's not.
That's not
true. Even a stage with a curtain.
You don't know what you're going to get.
A shell would help us though. It keeps the sound next to us a little bit better.
Yeah.
Well, I think what it is a natural monitor back for you guys.
Yes.
It bounces back to you.
Yeah.
I thought, sitting out in the audience and listening to the chorus, I listened to the chorus last night, the jam chorus. And it was like, oh wow, that's a good live stage. I mean, you know, comes out of the audience, listen to the choruses present, it's like, it's falling off the edge of the stage. They're not giving me anything, I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, I wonder if I could have been up there.
Tough to kind of
it was bad.
Grasp a hold of it. Right? We're talking about the dilemma of the stage. Like, walking out of this room, you can even hear it just reverberate. And then walking onto a dry stage, like how...
Hey, you want me to take care of that?
Yeah.
Go outside and sing.
We were just talking about it. So we put cotton balls in our ears on Monday night, and that kind of helped.
It helps, but yeah. Get out of
get out of your small and close space occasionally, go outside and sing, and have some people out here that can also hear what you're doing and give you the feedback from that.
We were just talking about that, giving feedback to them to know that what they're doing is right.
Right. Be confident what you did in your room is what you do outside. It doesn't matter. Don't change your style just because you change the venue. Because then you're going to try to over-sing, and that's really not what you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to. Right. You got your life. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And I, trust me, being an ambassador, I don't care who it is, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They go outside and sing.
Well, Denver did that too. Where, who do you sing with?
Portland.
Okay.
They have been all too. They have done too.
We got, yeah, we got a little place to do, but I mean, yeah, I mean, we use a very huge church, but still, you know, the concept is the same for medium and small choruses. Is, you know, get it. You know, I got look, my old chorus before I moved to VM was a 20-man chorus. You know, they met in a small room, they sang in a small room, they warmed up in a small room at convention. Then they went to convention and they got on the risers, and that's an 11-set risers because VM is competing. They tried to put 20 men on an 11-man riser. They could not hear each other. They stopped. Okay? They got back in the room, judge came in and says, all right, let me hear what was going on. And they sang beautiful. He says, what happened? Because they weren't doing in the same environment. Okay? Same thing. Go outside occasionally, just for fun. Go sing in the park. Go.
Does it help to be closer together or spread out?
You said we were mic'd. Does that go to the audience? Is there any mics that could be speakered to the groups?
You should have had.
There wasn't much monitor coming back.
There wasn't much monitor, and I don't control that in mic in this situation. Correct. But, you know, don't worry about what you're hearing. Trust him. He's the one out front. He's hearing you.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you, you're too loud. Okay, you know, back it off. But, you know, trust this guy up front. He's the one who's hearing everything. You guys are hearing just what is around you in your own little circle, and we know it. You're singing little quartets, okay?
Pretty much.
Sing your quartet. Let him worry about the blend. That's what he's up here under the front four.
It would help to. When did we get our final standing arrangement?
Right.
Monday.
Right.
It would help to have maybe a little. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to.
When people are gone, it's like you can't.
But I went from hearing nothing, basically, to where I'm dead center in the chorus, and it's like, oh boy, I can hear Bruce really well. Which is fine. Not if he's here.
He's here.
Yeah, he's here.
He's my favorite bass.
Yes, Mark.
Stand right in front of Joe Cronus and Gary Parker. You know, no, come on.
Right.
No, just.
This is life from last night.
Yeah.
He's not my favorite.
Yeah, we do.
Guys need to trust you that you're going to get to tweak. Trust him. He's going to tell you where, if you need some more, it's a little less. Trust him and go outside and do some of that. Get used to that feel. Yeah. That way when you get into a contest situation, these big rooms, you don't feel like you're suddenly getting swallowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All those experiences and examples, though, we need to remember when it's our turn to have contests or shows, and we have a flat stage, a flat audience, then you can perform it.
Yeah, maybe we can
have that next
different show.
Sure.
For our show.
Yeah, so you can be different on the show.
This year, coming up,
Are we hosting contest again anytime soon?
Five-minute
warning.
So now there's a possibility of either 2019 or 2020 we'll do a spring show.
Okay.
Or a
smaller
contest.
Smaller one. Yeah.
Who told you I didn't care for you?
That's the basis.
Who told you I didn't care for you?
Leads.
Who told you I didn't care for you?
I'm I've pitched it up. Let's sing the two parts together. Just a couple minutes here. Is there anybody that has one of their couches open in their suite for the evening? The reason I ask is because I'm heading home, and Antoine rode down with me, and I would like for Antoine to be able to see the Ambassadors of Harmony, the vocal spectrum, the crossroads, double date, gas house gang. Like, so.
Is he going to need a ride home?
He would need a ride home, and I'll put him on the bus tomorrow if I may.
I'll consider it because we'll swap as soon as we'll let's out for Antoine.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
If you guys are cool with that, that's great. So,
who's staying in the room?
So, did Ed?
You were sitting.
I'm just handling the bus. I didn't say I was sitting with him.
He can stay with Ed. All right. Great. Thank you, guys.
Ed just called the front desk to bring you the people to, like,
and before I leave, let's all give minor details a round of applause with Jonathan sitting over here on the floor.
Yes!
That'll be fun. It'll be fun for him. So there's some competition out there. So
it's a minor detail.
It's a minor detail.
Who is he anyway?
This is Jonathan Fortino. Jonathan sang with the chorus for a couple of years. Jonathan also sang baritone in my quartet with Bruce and Sean Ruhlman. He's now singing with International Qualifying Quartet Minor Details from Mason City. And then they just made the top 10 this evening in what we call the big boys. Are you still qualified for international collegiate age group?
No, age
out. Age
out. 26.
So. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Is he still in Des Moines?
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's still in Des Moines.
Yeah.
So.
His wife sings in Sweet Adeline.
His wife sings in the Sweet Adeline chorus.
And she'll be a Cincinnati here?
And
yeah,
I was going to say.
3 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. She's probably ready.
Yeah, she's probably.
Congratulations.
Very good. How many was in the chorus on stage last year?
There were
30
on the stage last year, and there were 29 this year. So, well, 30 with me. 31 last year with me. So, but singers, it was 30 and then 29. The year before, we did have like 48. So we did drop in numbers, and those were part of our kind of growing experience here in our musicality and realizing what we need to do as a chapter to then keep the members that we want to keep and
bit more.
You're still so,
we have vintage stock. Said they might stop in and see us this morning, and they will be here. They will be in Des Moines with us on November 11th. They're really excited.
Vintage stock, yes.
Yeah.
That's Dan Rasmussen. He came and visited us for about like 2 months a couple years back. They're from Kansas City. Really good quartet.
And they're in the top 10.
They're in the top 10 tonight. You'll get to hear them. Close your eyes and sleep. So when we get in here, we're going to stand on the risers for them to coach us or give us our eval so we can recreate some of the things that they're going to give us. Remember all the things that we've worked on in rehearsal, make sure that you get the instruments set and everything has got that forward kind of lifted placement. Even if we're sitting down, we're always in a place where we're gonna sing to the best of our ability all of the time. Right. All of the time. That's what our conventions are about, is that meeting new people and networking and having fun. So enjoy the Ambassadors of Harmony, that's for sure. But go sing a tag.
Who's the Ambassadors of Harmony?
Of course.
25 years ago, I probably heard of them.
So 25 years ago, you heard of them as the Daniel Boone Chorus. That started as a group of 25 men with David Wright at their helm, and they wanted to engage their chorus a little bit more and grow and become a competitive group of singers. So they invited Jim Henry to become their director. And when Jim Henry came in to be their director, they established an audition process that meant that you had to qualify on the music that you were going to put on stage. And what happened was they went through that. You had to qualify to get into the chorus then. So they re-qualified everybody into the chorus. They then also, that's me. I was like, what am I doing?
That was your heart.
And then once they started that audition process, they started tightening up the reins on making sure that you were word and note accurate and able to then sustain your own part inside of a quartet. And they grew from 25 members to now they put 135 on stage and they're international champions, which is about 20 years later than when they started that process.
They have over 200 men on their rock and their roster.
They have, so say that again?
They have over 200 men on their roster.
Yeah, on their roster.
So they have over 200 men on their rosters and they put 120 on stage. So
So they're qualifying singers to perform with them is lower than the number that actually are still
on. Next Thursday will be